And from our New York studios up in Harlem, USA, it's time for Jackie Reed to go inside her story. You cold, Jackie?
Oh, gosh. It's another cold one here in New York. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Because this is it. They say this is it. We turn the corner after this.
Okay. This will be the last one.
I have to believe them. This is it.
Okay, well, I'll be there next week because I ain't
stepping. It'll be near the 50s next week. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
And it's time for Jackie to go inside her story. What you got, Jackie?
Thanks, Tom. Civil and Jay, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Listen, countless politicians will make their way to Selma this weekend to mark the 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday March. Now, among them will be a congresswoman with a very personal connection, Tom. Congresswoman Terry Sowell calls Selma home, and she pushed to have the foot soldiers from the Selma March honored by Congress. I'm going inside her story with Congresswoman Terry Sowell. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Hi, how are you, Jackie?
Very well. So listen, President Obama, former President Bush, Oprah, Tom Joyner, Sybil, maybe J. Anthony Brown, we're hearing countless other big names heading to Selma. This anniversary marks such a significant yet painful moment in history. Being from Selma, how does this anniversary grab you? And with so much going on, are you excited?
I am so excited. Listen, as a daughter of Selma and a lifetime member of Brown Chapel AME Church, where Martin Luther King gave his speech before the march. We are so excited to welcome the world to Selma. But, you know, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate how far we've come as a nation. But we all know that there's some unfinished business. And my hope is that people will come away from Selma renewed and rededicated and committed to the ideals that those marchers march for.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman. You talk about unfinished business. There have been some comparisons of what happened 50 years ago in Selma to Ferguson. Do you agree we still have a really long way to go? Are you hopeful?
I am very hopeful. Listen, hope springs eternal. But I do know that the fight that those marchers were marching for is long from over. We do have unfinished business in this nation. You know, as long as the prison overcrowds with men of color, we have unfinished business. As long as our brown brothers and sisters are fighting for comprehensive immigration reform, we have unfinished business. But I also know that we've come a long way. My city of Selma is celebrating its second African-American mayor, who is the mayor currently. I'm the city congresswoman from the city of Selma. So we've come a long way, but we do have a long way to go. There's still economic empowerment.
Congresswoman, you weren't born when the Edmund Pettus Bridge Bloody Sunday incident happened. Your parents were. Were they a part of the protests? And what did they say to you as a young child?
You know, my mom and dad both were from the state of Alabama, and my dad was actually a native of Selma, and so they were involved in the movement tangentially. They were both in school still at the same time. But what they tell me and what I know by looking at the Edmund Pettus Bridge every day that I grew up is that something very important happened in Selma. But I have to tell you that the Selma that I grew up in the 80s, very different than the Selma that my daddy grew up in the 40s. You know, my dad grew up in segregated Selma. I grew up in integrated Selma. And so, you know, you grow up with a healthy sense of it's the importance of what happened in Selma. But I have to tell you, at some point, you just see the bridge as a place that you have to cross over to get home.
And what about changing the name of the bridge?
Yeah.
You know, I think that the history in Selma is very complicated. Mm-hmm. It's a history not only of civil rights, but also of the Civil War. And you point out, rightfully so, that the name of the bridge is named after a Confederate general. And so, you know, those of us in Selma know that we've grown up with a very complicated history. I think the important thing to remember is what was the blood that was shed on that bridge 50 years ago and what it reminds us today. It reminds us today that ordinary people can collectively work together for extraordinary social change. And I think that in and of itself is what the message and the story of those marchers was about.
Well, speaking of the story of those marchers, talk to us about the Congressional Gold Medal. It's a bill you introduced that, you know, both Republicans and Democrat, you know, approved unanimously. Who will those go to? Do you know how many people will receive those actual medals? And is there a ceremony? Did it happen yet? Is it planned for this weekend?
Well, we're excited about the Congressional Gold Medal Bill, which did pass both houses of Congress. It passed the Senate just last week, so it's making its way to the president's desk.
Okay.
The gold medal is Congress's highest civilian honor that we can give, and it what happens is only one gold medal is actually coined, and that medal is presented to one of the representatives of the group that's being honored. And the group that's being honored are the foot soldiers who marched in 1965, and that includes Bloody Sunday, Turnaround Tuesday, and the ultimate march from Selma to Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And yes, we hope to have a ceremony in our nation's capital in September in honor of the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Voting Rights Act. And we hope to present that Congressional Gold Medal to one of the foot soldiers. Obviously, the most obvious choice would probably be Representative John Lewis.
John Lewis. Mm-hmm. You know, I was hearing that even though a lot of Republicans voted for this, for your bill, for the Congressional Gold Medals, that a lot of top Republican leaders won't be making their way to Selma. Is that true? And does that disappoint you? Because it doesn't seem like this weekend is about politics.
You're right. This weekend really isn't about politics. But in some ways, it is. It is an acknowledgement that, you know, how important the right to vote is to our country. There will be over 100 members of Congress making their way with John Lewis. They're on a flight as we speak. And it's a mixture of Republicans and Democrats. And so I'm excited about welcoming my colleagues. I think it's a great opportunity not only to commemorate a very important date in American history, an event in American history, but also to remind ourselves of what those marchers were marching for. And I don't think anyone can walk in the footsteps of John Lewis with John Lewis and not be transformed in some way. So my hope is that both my colleagues on both sides of the aisle will come back with a renewed sense of purpose in fighting some modern-day barriers to voting.
Congresswoman Terry Sewell, as we get close to the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act itself being implemented in August, are there discussions with young people especially about the importance of this, what this all means, and how important it is to stay involved in the process?
Absolutely. To me, you know, I think it's important that we as a nation never forget the sacrifices that were made by those brave men and women, black and white, who stood up and made sure that America lived up to the ideals of its Constitution, equality and justice. And I think that young people who weren't around, who, many of whom, the only president they know is an African-American president, may not fully acknowledge or be able to appreciate the struggle that it took for political empowerment.
That's a good point.
There are a lot of activities, Congresswoman, this weekend. If you could name one, what are you looking forward to the most? If you had to name one.
There are so many great activities that are going on in my hometown of Selma this weekend. I'm looking forward to the president's speech on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I will be welcoming not only one president, but two presidents. I understand that President George W. Bush will be there as well. And
yep,
of course,
he will.
The commemorative march on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Thank you.
All right,
look for
girl.
Tom and Sybil and maybe Jay. We're hoping. We're trying, Congresswoman.
You know, he comes
to get
for the
there.
Classic, but not so much for this, Congresswoman. We're trying to get him there.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
I welcome America, the living history of Selma. Please, I look forward to seeing you there, Tom.
We'll be there.
See you. Bye bye.